All right, welcome back to Myth Busters, up to myth number 126. Learning today is sponsored by the Sokolov family, in memory of Doug's father, Eliyahu ben Avraham Abba, Tehinish Masa Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, question is, what happens if I cut an onion with the wrong knife? I'm planning on using this onion for a dairy meal. I'm going to make eggs with cheese or whatnot, and I use a fleishig knife to cut it, or obviously vice versa, but just stick with this case. It's easier to keep track of it. So I cut an onion with a fleishig knife. What is the status of this onion now vis-a-vis the dairy food I'm planning on eating it with? That's question number one. Question number two is, what happens if I were to then subsequently take that very same onion and cut it with a parv knife or cook it in a parv frying pan? Does that onion, that meat onion, now render that knife or frying pan fleishigs since they came in contact with one another? So two separate questions, and we'll try to discuss each of them. So question number one is pretty straightforward. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Mechaber here in Simen Tzad Yevav and Sif Aleph. There are two opinions in the Mechaber regarding this question. It ends up being a machlokas between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Generally speaking, the rule of thumb, you know, the important question we always ask ourselves in the kitchen is, was it used for 24 hours, right? Anytime you're mixing up kalim, the question is, was it used for 24 hours? And usually that will solve everything, right? If I have my chicken soup pot that I always cook chicken soup in, it's a meat pot, and I end up cooking noodles in it, and now I want to put cheese onto these noodles, so I should have cooked it in a dairy pot, but now I cooked it in this pot, and I want to put cooked cheese on the noodles. Can I subsequently add cheese to these noodles? So the answer is, if I haven't used that pot within 24 hours, 100%, without a question. Truthfully, I could even lechatzchila use that pot, knowing I'm later going to add cheese onto the noodles, because it hadn't been used in 24 hours. Anytime a kli has not been used for hot food in 24 hours, it's for all intents and purposes not that status, right? So a fleisha kli, a bisari kli that has not been used in 24 hours, for all intents and purposes, is not fleishichs right now. So that is the general rule of thumb, and you're always going to be in the clear if it hasn't been used in 24 hours. So let's now progress into our case. Let's say I take a meat knife. Okay, so I take that knife and I cut a potato with it. That potato, but if the meat knife had not been used in 24 hours and it's clean, it's a clean knife. I think we discussed knives here in the past. It's a clean knife that had not been used in 24 hours. That potato is not bisari. That's not a meat potato. That's a parah potato, because any taste that would come out, be excreted from the knife into that potato, it's not a good taste, and therefore the potato is not considered to be meat. It's a parah of potato still. That is only true with bland foods. However, when you're dealing with a davar charif, a sharp food, so now the calculation theoretically could change. So what is a davar charif? The example the Mechaber gives is a radish, but the truth is, more commonly, we would probably refer to these as onions. I mean, unless you're cutting a lot of radishes. But any sharp food, radish, onion, probably a lemon, other such foods have a different status. So what is the different status here? So here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions. I'll start with the second, because that's more relevant for Ashkenazim. The second opinion says that if you have even a non-ben yomo knife, a knife that hadn't been used in 24 hours, and I cut an onion or a radish with that, so that radish becomes fleishich, because whatever taste, whatever tam was in that knife, truthfully, since it hadn't been used in 24 hours, that taste is now a bad taste. But once you cut a sharp food with it, an onion, that revitalizes the taste, it reinvigorates it, and it becomes good again. That's our assumption. And therefore, that onion now becomes fleishich. That's the second opinion quoted in the Mechaber. The first opinion quoted in the Mechaber is no, that this davar charif, with respect to a knife that hadn't been used in 24 hours, is not going to enhance the taste. And therefore, using this knife to cut an onion would be no different than using this knife to cut a potato. Either way, it's going to be not fleishichs. So that's a machlokas in the Mechaber. How do we paskin? The Ashkenaz and the Shach says we paskin like the second opinion. So we are always going to be machmir if you cut an onion with a knife, even if the knife hadn't been used in 24 hours. It's going to be a fleishich. The onion will be treated as meat, as fleishichs, and therefore you certainly cannot eat that together with cheese, with coffee. It's a fleishich onion, and that's the end of the story. So that's pretty straightforward, at least for Ashkenazim. Sfardim are more mekel. And you'd only have to like cut away a clip of the onion, and then you could use it, ignore the tam basar. What about then subsequently cutting it with a parah knife or cooking it in a parah frying pan? So this is not as clear. It's not as clear do we actually view this onion like a piece of meat now? If that's the case, then the knife would be, that power of knife would become fleishich, that power of frying pan would become fleishich as well. That is the opinion of the Magen Avram. However, the Evan HaOzer and the Chavos Das, this is all quoted by the Badei HaShulchan in Sadi Vav, Sifkata Nun Vav, they argue and they say, whereas that onion is meat enough that it can't be eaten together with dairy, it doesn't have the koach in whichever lumdis they're using to excrete that meat tam further into another kli. It doesn't have that power. And therefore, if you take that very same onion and cut it with a pyre of knife or cook it in a pyre frying pan, according to the Evan HaOzer and the Chavos Das, it would not render it fleishich, it would still be pyre. You can't eat it with cheese or milk, but it wouldn't make the kli pyre. The Magen Avraham said it would, it's a machlokas. How do we paskin? So the Baal HaShulchan says you should be machmir. Definitely shouldn't lechatchila put it into a pyre of pot or use a pyre of knife to cut it. But if you do, if it's easy enough and simple enough to kasher it, you should. But b'shas atchak, if not, you could rely on those who say that it wouldn't render it fleishich. So it is not as simple when you're talking about that second utensil, but very simple when you're talking about eating it with dairy foods, you would not be able to.